We continued our tour of 10 schools in 10 days, 20 coaches in a fall preseason preview. We went to Downs Lakeside yesterday where we talked to head volleyball coach Chelsea Remus. The Lakeside Knights were 10-22 last year, won four in a row early in the season, then injuries and things plagued them the rest of the year. We talked about preseason practices. They have a great junior core, including Tatum Miller, J.C. Remus, Josie Bowles, and Marley McCoy. Throw in Addison Schmidt, and the sky's the limit, according to Coach Remus. She'll run a 6-2 offense and throw in some double blocking for defense. They've really worked hard on defense. They said their schedule is tough with a home triangular this Friday, August 29th, against Lincoln Thunder Ridge. She said Sylvan Lucas and Rock Hills are obviously the favorites, but she thinks her team should be in the mix. It takes a lot to win tournaments on Saturday as you play up to five games. She hopes to play and be competitive in the four tournaments they go to. She hopes that this year will be a great year and they can stay healthy.
Preseason practice has been going really smoothly. We have had 8 practices as of today, and it seems like every time we have a practice, we improve on something. So I feel like we've got a great season ahead of us if we just can keep on that track. Oh, yeah, I think that they all mesh very well together. We've got Tatum strong at the net, Josie strong at the net. Marley can hit real well, and JC and Kaylee both can hit and set, so that's been beneficial to us. And Addie is real strong on the back row and she can hit. So it's just kind of putting them all together in the right order and making sure that they mesh in the spot they're in. And I think we'll be strong. They will both be playing middles, and they will be strong in the middle. They've both shown a lot of development this year, and I look forward to seeing what they can do on the court because they really have impressed me so far of what they came back with this season. Addison's been great on the court. She's a good court leader, and the fact that she can play libero in the back and be so trustworthy whenever I need her back there. She can also play front row. She's very movable and very open to wherever we need her. So she's been a great asset to the team. So with 6'2", both of my setters are also hitters. This means that they can both set and hit. When one setter goes to the back row, she's actually going to serve, and then she's going to run up to the front row and set. So the other setter is exactly opposite of her. So when we rotate, they'll switch positions, and then they'll be vice versa as to where they were. Our libero will be starting out with Addie Schmidt, just because she is so strong in the back row and she's so trustworthy and she can hustle. She's a good little hustler, and that's what we need in the back row. We've struggled in years past in our passing from the back row and serve receive. So we're hoping to make that a little stronger, but she's done well in leading and keeping the girls going. Yeah, so we've put a lot of time into blocking. The end of last year, I was very inexperienced and I didn't realize the importance of it. So we didn't focus on it in practice. This year we put a lot into it. So hopefully we'll be a lot stronger in blocking. We will have double blockers. So hopefully that'll help us.
Comes down to the schedule this Friday, August 29th, you will host Lincoln Thunder Ridge, a very winnable game. So it should be three really competitive teams, all really young teams. Talk about the home triangular this Friday night against Lincoln and Thunder Ridge and what your expectations are.
Well, we expect to win, of course. But, you know, I don't know what these girls are going to walk in with every year. I know Thunder Ridge, I believe, has a new coach, so they may be a whole new dynamic walking in. We don't know, but I do expect our girls to win and step up, and it should be a fun environment. We're excited for it. Yeah, sure. Tournament days can get really hard and long, especially, you know, if we have a lot of cheerleaders on our team and they're out late the night before at the games, you know, they get home late. So they can become really hard. So we've been working on just our momentum and staying hydrated, staying fed throughout the day, these small snacks, just keeping us going on those long days, I think, is kind of a goal for the tournaments this year. I'm definitely going to say first, of course, right? But no, we do have a very competitive league this year, and I see us working very hard, and I think we're going to surprise some people. So definitely in the top 4.